Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a great feature, if you have not seen it, I'm sure you have. It was everywhere this week. Anthony Edwards and JJ recreating the ESPN The Magazine cover that Kevin Garnett and Randy Moss did in the early 2000s, I believe it was. But there's a, they talk a lot in there. There's a question there about they talk to each other about, could JJ play basketball? Could Anthony Edwards play football? Really good interview. And they both, of course, said, well, I could do the other one better than you. If you had a choice, if you could have Justin Jefferson on your basketball team or Anthony Edwards on your football team, which would it be? Which would you rather have? 651-461-9226. Pete, which would you take?
Well, here's the deal. I can answer this. This is an interesting question. It's always a fun question. People bring this type of thing up all the time. But I will answer it this way. When you play in high school – and maybe even into college. But when you play in high school, you play football in the fall. You play basketball in the winter. You either run track or you're a baseball player when it comes time for spring. If you're a basketball player, you play basketball in the fall, basketball in the winter, and basketball in the spring. So that's why I look at that and I go, you know what? I think Anthony Edwards is a good athlete as I've ever seen. He couldn't step on a football field for all the
teams. Really?
Not a chance. He would get rocked. I mean, you know, and I would even say the same thing about LeBron James. I think he thinks he could play football, but I don't think he would be able to. And, you know, you can't flop in the NFL either. So he'd have a hard time with that one, just as a quick little jab. But I will say, you know what? It's an interesting thing, though. The talent level is there. The size is there and all of that. But basketball players, they play basketball, and they play it year-round, and that's why they're so amazing to watch. But it is a completely different sport, and I think it's a lot easier. Now, every once in a while, you will get a basketball player who comes out and plays tight end because he was a power forward somewhere, and he had athleticism. But
Antonio Gates, right?
Right. Those are the guys that probably still did play football in the fall.
Tony Gonzalez.
And basketball. Tony Gonzalez, I knew him at Cal. He's that guy's athleticism is probably beyond just about anybody you could ever imagine. I mean, he's got the size, he's got the strength, he's got the speed, he's not soft at all. He could have played in almost any sport and done well.
I also think that there, and we are getting some texts to the stylesfinancial.com talk text on people saying JJ could easily play basketball as opposed to Anthony Edwards playing football. I think the position is what makes a big difference, and it's different now, too. I agree with you. I don't think Anthony Edwards is equipped, and he is big and strong, don't get me wrong, but I think there has to be some – it's going to take some time to be able to go over the middle on a crossing route, know that the ball's coming to you, and know that you're going to get crushed, right? I mean, you're going to get – hammer. Justin Jefferson does that every single play. And I agree. I think it's way, way, way more difficult for a basketball player or, frankly, any player to just pick up and start playing football. Look at Gable Steveson. I mean, the guy was an incredible athlete. Incredible. but he couldn't play football well enough to even make the practice squad with the Buffalo Bills. Brock Lesnar, another one who was, you know, great athlete, couldn't play football. It's different. It's just – and the position matters very much so. But I think it's really just really hard to pick up football and just go and be successful.
Did you guys mention Gable Steveson?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just did, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Glad I was listening.
Yeah, he was really
Thanks for listening,
attention.
Josh.
Yeah,
battling,
it was great that he's
battling
listening.
Battling laryngitis, I'm sorry.
But the reality is, you're right, though, Dave. I mean, the reality is it's a completely different sport. It's 11 players. It's not five. There is a lot of differences there. And I think that from a physical standpoint, people just don't realize, you know, unfortunately, it's good that they don't, because that means they haven't been out there, because they don't realize just the pain and the knowledge right before that you're about to get rocked, because the quarterback didn't put the ball to you. He put it above you, and the guy who's defending you is going to hit you right in the legs or maybe right in the middle or whatever the case may be. Not many people want to do that. and those kind of hits don't exist. They exist in hockey, a sport that I know you're very close to, Dave, but it doesn't exist in basketball. It just doesn't. The most physical plays in basketball are just a regular play of one of 60 plays in an NFL game. You know, it's a different thing and a different field, and it changes dramatically. And the sheer size and speed, when we talk about these guys from the combines and you see how big and strong they truly are, it's a different world than basketball. That's why it's a lot easier to get to the basketball side of things.
You know what else they don't have in professional football, Pete?
What's that?
Load management. Your favorite thing in the world.
I do think it's funny, because Pete and I, for the last couple of weeks, have talked about how much of a stud Derrick Henry is.
Woo.
Yeah.
And I laugh at the idea that Anthony Edwards made the comments he did, and then Derrick Henry basically, because it was towards him, basically saying, you know, I could be basically the same size as him. And Henry's like, no. And Pete and I have talked about it endlessly. Henry is as good of a carved-out athlete as you'll see.
He is shredded.
He's a linebacker with running back speed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the thing about a guy like him, and it's why I think Baltimore was so smart to pick him up. That was a genius move, because everybody is devaluing, and we've talked about this for years now, Dave, whether it's Dalvin Cook or whoever, they devalue the idea behind, oh, well, you know, these running backs aren't really worth much. You got to get receivers. Receivers are a dime a dozen. Finding a great running back like Derrick Henry, that's a little bit different. Now, there are some other players out there that are pretty daggone good, but Derrick Henry is the reason that you watch Baltimore play. Baltimore doesn't have the same defense they've always had, but they're still pretty daggone good. Yeah. I think that offense is absolutely unstoppable. When you look at the quarterback with Jackson, and you look at Henry there, and you, by the way, you got Bateman and some receivers that are not bad. Oh, and a pretty damn good tight end. Mm-hmm. Baltimore should be able to be a team that almost can skip their way into the Super Bowl if they do it right.
We are. While I agree with you, the position, and we're getting off topic a little bit, but I agree that the running back position is one you have to have. I don't think that we are in the heyday of the running backs anymore. I to me, that was Adrian Peterson. That was Chris Johnson. That was, who else am I missing? I mean, that era where guys were getting ridiculous contracts, I think, was fantastic. We're getting some text into the here to the stylesfinancial.com talk text line. I am a former scholarship athlete in the past at Oklahoma. Josh, are you texting? Did you text him?
I've been watching him on the computer.
I have laryngitis. I can't text. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a former scholarship athlete in the past, Oklahoma, and tried out for football, encouraged by Barry Switzer. It's a tough sport. Mm-hmm. Much difference. There's a lot of difference.
Yeah.
One of the greats, Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
He is. He's special. I'll tell you what, though, Dave. You look around the NFL and you look at the teams where the quarterbacks are performing really well, and you're just wondering why. It's because of the running back. And I think that these general managers don't understand the game at all, because a lot of them come from other sports. They come from baseball. They come from wherever. And all of a sudden, they're running the show for a football team. Yeah. It's still something, Dave. If you can hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, rather, Aaron Jones, you know, it makes the quarterback better. Why is Sam Darnold having a great year? He's got Aaron Jones back there. Bijan Robinson's a great running back down in Atlanta, but he's helping Kirk Cousins try to be a quarterback that can succeed down in Atlanta as well. Najee Harris. You go down the list and you look at the teams that have a quarterback that's having a good year, you're going to find a running back there. You just are. And that's something general managers, I think, screw up on every single year.
Yeah. It's such a pendulum league.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it always swings back and forth. It's and that's because everyone's always looking for the thing that no one else is doing but is now working. Right? Well, I mean, that's always the way it goes.
And, Dave, how about Jared Goff? Why is he doing so well this year? Oh, he's got a guy named, Jahmyr Gibbs, who's pretty damn good football player who can get you 5-6 yards every. If you can start off 2nd and 4.
Don't they have Montgomery, too?
And they got Montgomery. They've got two. Yeah. They've got two of the best top 20 running backs in the NFL. And all of a sudden you look over at the numbers of the quarterback, right? And you go, well, wait a minute now. This guy has played a couple of perfect games this year, practically. I mean, unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish. It's because they run the ball.
Jared Goff is a phenomenal football player.
Yep.
And was very, very good in that game last weekend. So.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.